Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There is a show in its first season. It's on ABC, and I was shocked it was on ABC. It's called
Why did he take his life? Bob Saget.
It's called Stumptown. And Stumptown.
Hello, Mike.
No.
And I said, well, the dog probably wants to stay home with you because he wants to keep you company.
He loves her the best.
Yeah, he loves you the best. And she goes, no, it's just so much easier if the dog is with you.
Oh, God. All right.
You know that game.
It's so much easier if the dog is with you.
And I'm like, I got to go slay the dragon, lady. Yeah. I'm letting you stay home.
You just can't say to a wife something I've always wanted to say in those circumstances. But man up!
Exactly.
I always like when we do a four-hour show. Are you almost done?
This is the last
chance?
Tape.
You know, all right, very good.
You pull them, you play them?
You got
them. I'm just looking at the time.
Are we going long? Why are we going long?
We're going very long.
Oh, my. Why are we doing this?
Everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. That's your Magic Audio Vault.
Oh, stop it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving, a day that is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year. Now, I don't know what you're seeing up in D.C., but I'm seeing four times the travel. Now, when I made it to work
in half the time it normally takes today.
Well, they're gone.
They're gone. They're gone.
They're gone.
No school. Nobody's doing anything. Know, yeah.
That's right. But here's the thing.
Hold it.
Is this the
Oscar?
Oh, where is Oscar?
The guy that actually he did the I see it. Oh, that he just darkened our door. He'll be here in just a moment.
Oh, he darkened our door? That's insane. Here's the thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Because you're a student of Conjuring.
Yes.
And by the way, on my show prep today, I wrote down, are we all just following orders from the magic box? Because during the holiday season, I do believe we are following orders from the magic box.
I will go you one further. I will say that most of the news that we will hear from now until the end of the calendar year was written last March.
Yeah, and here it is. So when they come out and they say traffic is expected to be four times heavier this year, are they talking four times heavier than normal traffic, or are they talking four times heavier, what they don't tell you, four times heavier than the average travel on the holiday? Because that's what they... That's how they
write it vague.
Because that's how they scare you and make you afraid. That's what they.
Because they've got the guy.
I don't know.
They've got the newspaper editor from the Spider-Man movies with the vest and the cigar chomping on it, and he's going four times this year. We're going four times.
Yeah,
that sounds good. And they're saying four times what? He says, don't get bogged down in the details. But it will be heavier this afternoon as everyone tries. But in the
it's
city,
contrived.
It's dead right now. It is.
It's
flipping
contrived.
Dead.
If you were listening to yesterday's show,
hi Oscar.
You
hi.
Know that
hi guys.
You will know that hello Oscar.
Hi.
You will know that yesterday, as far as during the middle of the show, it was just upside down,
right?
Because of my daughter, and it ended up where we.
Can you give a little background as far as?
Let me do that. Let me. You know what? Okay. Let me start with the child, that the innocent child, and then I will move on to. The problem child.
Okay.
Let me do that, okay?
You're not talking about the people on this show, are you?
Do you have... No, no. Well, he is, because he's the one that... He's the taskmaster, and then he's late.
Yes.
In fairness, my wife is ill. My wife is ill, and I had to take care of a lot of things that men shouldn't have to take care of before they come to work.
Oh, it's that time?
What's the matter with your wife?
She was out on Monday sick, and she never takes off sick, as you
know. That's true. This is true.
And then today she woke up, and she's got what I would say expectorant, which is
she's got the flu.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like,
well, no, it's something bronchial, probably.
Whatever it is, it's not good, right?
Everything is the flu.
And it's the holidays, and today is technically a work day, and I said, Shannon, as much as it pains me, you should probably stay home again today. It's two times this week.
So
and she says, can you take the dog? And I said, Well, the dog probably wants to stay home with you because he wants to keep you company.
He loves her the best.
Yeah, he loves you the best. And she goes, no, it's just so much easier if the dog is with you.
Oh, God. All right.
It's so much easier if the dog is with you.
And I'm like, I gotta go slay the dragon, lady. Yeah. I'm letting you stay home.
You can't say to a wife, you just can't say to a wife something I've always wanted to say in those circumstances. But, man up!
Exactly. how is Carla feeling? Speaking
she's
of
doing
which.
Better.
Good,
she's
that's great.
Better. Okay.
In fact, she got it done yesterday. There's a lot of stuff. We're getting ready to make a lateral move to the neighborhood next door.
Yes.
And Carla is getting it done. And thanks to all the good people at Cornerstone, they're working with me.
Even with everybody's the, with working her, the with crick me. In her neck?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, there's a lot
the
of vegetables.
Is better today.
A lot of vegetable chopping to be done, and that can really aggravate the neck.
Yeah, well, no, she was with me at the grocery store yesterday. We were a team. It was good stuff.
Did you buy carrots?
And today, baby carrots, because that's my little trick, you know, as opposed to not as much chopping when you buy the bag of baby carrots.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Smart.
Anyway, so
Arch Campbell's baby carrots.
But I don't know whether this will be traditional. I'm not a traditional guy. I'm not a hoarder. I'm not a saver. I'm not a creature of repetition. I don't do it.
Yes.
But for this Thanksgiving, do we have any Thanksgiving like holiday music where we can introduce this opening segment?
Oh, yay.
This is a few moments with my son. There are a lot of you that love hearing from my my son, Michael. And this is a little interview for Thanksgiving that I think would probably put everybody in the mood for the holiday, and then I'll get on to the next child of mine. My firstborn. Yeah.
You know, Mike, what's fun, and I'm a father of two as well. Hard to choose a favorite, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. Let's listen to Thanksgiving with my son. Let's give this a listen.
Hey, everybody. We're here with my son, Michael, and it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to share some thoughts with our listeners on Thanksgiving. Are you excited about Thanksgiving?
Yes.
What do you like most about Thanksgiving?
Spending time with family and friends.
That's awesome, Michael. I didn't expect that from you. Are you having a good week off? Because you got the whole week off from school.
Yeah.
Ah. What's your favorite Thanksgiving Day food?
Turkey.
And do you like mashed potatoes?
Yes.
What else do you like? You picked out an apple pie yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I like apple pie.
Is apple pie your favorite pie?
Yes.
So what advice do you have to the people that are all on the highways and in airports, crowded airports and traveling? What would you like them to do? You want them to be safe?
Yes, be safe. And drive safely.
Drive safely, yeah, because people get a little crazy around the holidays, don't they? So, what are you thankful for when you think about the year? That's what Thanksgiving is, you know.
I'm thankful for the brave pilgrims.
The brave pilgrims? That's wonderful. The brave pilgrims. Who were the brave pilgrims? Were they the people that came across the ocean?
Yeah, it took them... January, February.
What are you whispering? January, February, March, April, May, June. How many months did it take them to get here? Lots of time?
Yeah.
Took them a long time on the ocean, right?
No, took them...
Don't worry about it. If you don't know, it doesn't matter.
It took them, like, October...
November,
September,
December.
December.
Oh, nice. So October, November, December. It took them 3 months to get here?
Yep, 3 months.
Come over here so you're running away from me.
Three months.
3 months to get here. And then when they got here, was it hard for them?
Yep. They arrived in the winter.
They arrived in the winter. That had to be really tough for them, right?
Uh-huh. Most of them died.
That's not good.
True story.
But the ones that survived, they made a settlement, right?
Uh-huh.
That's terrific. And then Thanksgiving is when they got together with the Native Americans, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's the first Thanksgiving. Did you wear a little pilgrim hat?
Yeah. No, I was an Indian.
You were an Indian?
PC.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Florida PC.
Can you say happy Thanksgiving Seminole. To everybody?
Happy Thanksgiving!
Do you have a turkey joke you'd like to tell everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Leave us with a turkey joke.
Why did the turkey walk on the water?
I don't know, Michael. Why did the turkey walk on the water?
It was turkey water. Okay, can we play it?
Yeah, we can play it. We're gonna play it on the show. Say Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And what do you, our listeners like it when you say goodbye something. You say goodbye.
Goodbye duties.
There he is, ladies Mike. And gentlemen. My son.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
A prodigy. A prodigy in the making as he wants to air check himself right away.
And that never goes goes away. They always want to say, I want to hear it now. But the one thing you need to teach him, and he must have missed this class at DJ school, he wasn't clear on the answer about the months. He just needs to make it up and double down and be sure about it. He needs to.
You know what? In my house, I'm going to treat it. Unlike yours, Rob, I'm going to teach him honestly.
Mike, this from Pony Boy. You want me to lay the line, or would you like to lay the line from the writer's room?
I'd like to hear.
Yes,
the
writer's those room. Pilgrim. I'm sorry. Those brave pilgrims brought a smallpox casserole.
You gotta have some counterpoint.
Is that from Pony Boy?
Yeah,
Matt Lowe?
Yes.
Smallpox casserole. No, I don't, Rob. I don't want to teach him to be dishonest.
That's not dishonest. That's not dishonest. That's just
you've made a career out of pretending you know things. That's
I know about 75% of what
also,
I say.
Well, by the way, Rob's along with every other DJ in the world. We all do that.
It's part of the deal.
It's actually easier to do now with the Yugoogly machine.
That's true.
Yes.
I have a hard time coming up with names and stuff anymore. And I said to Robert, I said, do you know how smart I used to be? I used to really remember stuff.
Well,
I don't anymore.
Mike,
I don't know phone numbers anymore.
Did you ever, and maybe this is a dumb question. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
Probably. Did you ever grow up hearing the rattle of the newspaper from the DJ as he was reading from the newspaper?
Yes.
Yeah, it was called The Liddy Show.
No, it's called the Mike Beach Show.
That's right, before that.
Back before the internet, I was on the air. We relied on a little rag known as USA Today, which was the disc jockey's Bible. Bright colors, short stories, easy text, lots of surveys, lots of graphs, lots of that. And now that, I don't touch newsprint at all during the day. I get all of my newspaper content and all of my magazine content and all of my news content online every day. That was non-existent. Much easier to do it right now.
It is. However, that's not a lot of taxation on Mike Beach when he would just pull the purple section and walk down the left column.
And then this would be, all right, so for example, USA reports that most people that sit down, 37% of people that sit down with their families really don't like to be there. And you're waiting for
joke
a punchline or something.
And the joke would never come.
Oh.
So because he
not
had
qualified.
No, they had no absolutely no sense of humor whatsoever. Not capable of it. Now for someone like me who was doing the morning show where we were kind of like comedians hired to do you were always thinking funny.
Yes.
So when you would hear him say, USA Today says 37% of people sitting down with their families really don't enjoy having breaking bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the line would be something like, well, hope you can manage to have a good time. WABA, the time is, I'm like, ah! Like, come on, you got to say, like for example, on news you may not need today.
Yeah.
There will be a human interest story.
Right.
About a company. And I every now and then, the joke comes to me quite obviously and quite. It's not a spectacular joke, but it's something that made me laugh, and I hope it makes you laugh too. So it's simple.
It's setup, premise, punch. It's a three-step deal.
Right. And Rob will tell you that, and Oscar, you probably will tell people also, when I reference it in the beginning of the show, that means I really can't wait to get to it.
Yeah, you would love to do the news right now, wouldn't you?
Front seller.
Just
that's
the
not
last
every day.
Story.
No, that's once every month, maybe.
Exactly.
I feel like
that.
Don't get me wrong. I love the news because I love the different stories and I love talking to you guys about it. But this one in particular.
Let me guess, you probably got to the punchline before you even finished reading the story this morning.
No.
Did you work backwards?
No. I got to the last paragraph. Oh, okay. This is what I'll do. And it's like,
I can't
wait. Stupid. It's silly and it's not all that creative, but it's funny to me.
Mike, you set the table when we started with the good and then the bad.
Thanksgiving pun.
Yes. Thank you for the transition. Yesterday during the show, on Tuesday's show, By the way, our usual schedule, we will be working today. We're off for the holiday, Thanksgiving, and the day after, but we will have a bonus show for you on Friday, as we do, as we slay the dragon for you to provide you. So make sure, especially it's a great time to buy the bonus show.
Yeah. Best time.
A great time to buy the bonus show if you don't have it, because we're going to be dirty. And we're going to yell, and it's going to be Thanksgiving fun, and I'm going to talk to Rob about fonts and everything
else. Not the
else.
Yes. No, no. Fonts.
And Friday, of course.
I'm going to talk to Rob Spiewak about the way he writes.
I can't wait.
Capital small letter, capital small letter. Broadcast writing is all caps.
No, you're not not broadcasting a list, Mike.
It's still red for broadcast.
Hey, keep it in the locker room. We can talk about it after.
And Friday, are you still hosting the tree lighting?
I will be hosting the tree lighting on Friday, right here. You know, maybe that's something we could do. You know what? Yeah. Thank you for that idea.
Smart.
On the bonus show this week,
we will be lighting a tree.
We will have a tree lighting.
Yes. Excellent.
All right.
Yeah.
Very, very good. I already have the idea.
There was a little Arnold in that. All right.
It's going to be spectacular. We'll have the tree lighting. Okay. That'll be fine. It'll be fine and good. All right. So yesterday during the show, my bride, because we were taping the show, was going to the airport to pick up my oldest, my firstborn, my baby daughter, who was arriving. You left at crack of dawn from Newark Airport, Liberty, I believe it's referred to, Liberty International Airport.
Usually regarded as the most beautiful airport in America.
Smells great.
Wonderful. This time of year especially, because they have all the Thanksgiving decorations up.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Absolutely beautiful.
I've been to that airport. It's terrible.
The smell of the rotting bodies in Jersey. So she was scheduled to arrive at like 8:35, 8:40, where the plane was early. I have the app that is the flight tracker, and I'm tracking her as being early. I alluded to it on the air that my wife was saying, haven't gotten a text from her. I said, are you there? No, I'm in the cell phone waiting area. It's like 9 o'clock. I'm like, well, go to the airport.
Right.
So that begins the journey of me calling my daughter and me texting my daughter and trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And it's on and on and on. And,
it was escalating by the time we got almost to the news.
I was not even there.
Right.
I didn't
you were
even
really,
know what was
really,
going on.
Really, really focused on
that. And I had a fun kicker yesterday, and I blew it.
Sullied.
Because I was thinking about it. It was sullied. So I'm thinking of all the standard things. The phone is dead. You know, it's lost its charge. That's okay. It's a small airport. Easy to find somebody at this particular airport. We'll go to the the baggage claim, or we'll go to where the gate comes out, and I'll have Carla go in there. Still no contact. Carla finally gets up, drives around the airport, doesn't see anybody, parks the car, goes in, checks. Plane has arrived, landed at 8:25 in the morning.
Mm.
No Catherine. No Catherine in the baggage claim. No Catherine.
Almost an hour
On the street. Almost about an hour.
Because when we linked up yesterday, when we actually hooked up for the broadcast, you said, my daughter's on the ground, all is well, because you were going based on the flight information.
Yeah, I was going on the flight information. And then I had a dental appointment scheduled for 10:30 in the morning. I get off the air. We're done taping. And I'm like, I call them. I said, I don't know where she is. I can't sit there and like lollygag off to a dentist appointment, not knowing where the hell my daughter is.
Mm-hmm.
So as I am, I said to Carla, I'll come out to the airport with you. I'll meet you out there. In that time, Carla's at the counter. She's talking to JetBlue. And I won't say how she found out, but she finds out that, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say it involved blinking, because they're not supposed to give information
right.
to whether somebody got on the plane or not. And it turns out my daughter has not gotten on the plane. At this point, I go into full panic mode. I've had her visit me many, 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 many times without a glitch, without any problem whatsoever. I'm completely freaked out. I mean,
I think anyone
totally
would be.
Freaked out. I'm not getting a response. I call my middle child, the great Elizabeth O'Mara, who is so wonderful yesterday. It defies imagination. She is just on it. Here's what Elizabeth has. Elizabeth has an app on her phone that lets her know where Catherine's phone is.
Yes.
Now, oh, yeah.
We all have that, actually, Mike.
Life 360.
Yes.
Catherine lives in... Catherine lives in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And I said, okay. And I explained the situation to Elizabeth, who, by the way, answers her phone.
Mike.
God.
Children are like snowflakes. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
But all beautiful.
Well, the game of no responding and not answering phones.
But you get
ended.
Confirmation that the phone is in Brooklyn.
No.
Oh.
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 No, no, oh. No, no. I get, Elizabeth gets her phone, gets the app. I hear her working on her phone, just, you know, hasn't used this a lot.
Yeah.
And she's trying to do this. And I get, she comes back and says, Dad, the phone is in the East Village. Now, I'm totally freaked out.
I would be too.
Now I am totally freaked out. And then she says it. But that's where her boyfriend lives. Oh! I say, do you have an address for the boyfriend? No. Woo! Do you know his address? No. And
have you met this one?
Nope. Just seeing all the pictures of it.
A lot of photos.
So anyway, but we finally get a response. During this time, Elizabeth tells me that Catherine and Elizabeth have been planning to get Michael a little gift, and they wanted to go in on it together.
That's
so
sweet.
Catherine has Venmoed Elizabeth some money. And you know when she Venmoed it? 6 a.m.
This morning.
6 a.m.
yesterday
morning.
So now
I'm even more free. Yeah, yesterday morning,
cheers
like
up.
Where she would have been on the plane.
Yes.
But.
You don't Venmo from a plane.
Calls. To make a long story short, because I will be leaving out detail here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I don't want to embarrass anyone. But
yes. It
turns out, yes, she is at the boyfriend's house, and she believe the flight was 5:30 in the afternoon, not 5:30 in the morning.
A.M. p.m.
Although I had said, you know, sorry that I had to get you out of there so early. And
well, you know, with her lifestyle, 5:30 in the afternoon might be early.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I am beyond pissed off.
I can't believe that. It's not in her. Is there anyone that sweats details is her dad that would. I don't know who would be able to make a mistake like that.
Yeah, it's
well, because this is the real outlier.
Right.
She travels so well. She doesn't miss flights.
No.
She makes the flight. She's early. She communicates all the time. So your sense of urgency comes from like, this is not the daughter I know and how she travels.
A total outlier. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she gets the wrath of dad. She gets the WTF, she gets all of it. I mean, both barrels. I'm not holding back. I never hold back on my kids if I think they've screwed up.
Right.
And I'm telling her, you know, Michael's sobbing coming from the airport because his sister's not here. That's the very minimum of it. Then we're thinking East Village phone. Nobody has addresses. Yeah. Nobody has phone numbers. You know, you're in a ditch somewhere. You're in one of the most dangerous places in the world. Easy place for anybody to stash a body in a warehouse.
Yep.
And I'm terrified. And the absolute worst is going through our mind. And I'm talking to my ex-wife, and I'm talking to my daughter, and Carla is talking to my ex-wife, and everybody's going back and forth because everybody is completely freaked out.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, she rescheduled on her own dime. One of her gifts was I was flying her down here.
Costly.
And I'm not doing it again.
No,
I mean, I'm sorry. That's just not the way I roll.
No.
I mean, it's like you want to come down. You should. A, I want you here.
Yeah.
B, take care of it. Yeah. Get it done. I'm not going to coddle you. Yeah. You're 24 years old.
Airlines are usually pretty understanding. I'm sure she got a refund.
Well, I mean, I'm paying for the flight back.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
one way.
But it's going to be a good Thanksgiving.
If she makes it.
5:30, if she does. We'll see what happens with that, you know. And by the way, there's a lot more to this story that I will not go into right now. But suffice to say, I got to chat with the beau too.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that is that. If I'm on the other side of that conversation,
is he coming along?
You know what?
Woo!
What's that?
Is he coming along?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
Maybe anyway, next time, Christmas.
Airport 2019 has, yeah, we're still, hopefully everything will go fine. And yeah. I intend, because she is now rescheduled and she's confirmed, and I got the itinerary, to have a beautiful, relaxing Thanksgiving weekend. I'm ready. I'm ready with just a cauldron of alcohol. Thank
she
you very
actually,
much.
She sent me a text. She says she's looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner at 6 a.m. on Thursday.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's a clinker! That blasted, stupid furnace, that gummit!
Huh, are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb. That's cause you know it'll stick. You're full of it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Flick. Like double dog dare you!
Life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Fire.
The heavenly aroma still hung heavy in the house, but it was gone, all gone. No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed. We are going out to eat. Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Happy day before Thanksgiving, everybody. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a wonderful podcast from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., that has been abandoned for the holiday. There is no one. How long did it take you to get into work today, Rob?
It takes me about 90 minutes normally. Today, right. 48.
48 minutes. Wouldn't it be great if it was like that all the time? Yeah, they'll be back Monday.
Yeah, yay. They will, and cranky.
Yeah, cranky. From Toms River, New Jersey, to Lake Stevens, Washington, Woodstock, Virginia, Winterset, Iowa, Amsterdam, and the Netherlands, where the turkey in the Netherlands is made of wood.
As it has been for years.
Yes, but if you cook it long enough, it's tender. Lahaina, Hawaii.
Peas grow
also,
there.
Where they make a poi turkey. Don't leave it out in the sun. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years, and I have to tell you, on the day before Thanksgiving, there's nothing quite like the smooth feel of my Harry's razor going across my freshly exfoliated face. I am in love with Harry's.
A thing of beauty, Mike.
Yeah, I have to get to the website today because I am out of the Harry's face wash that I adore.
Yes.
And I am running low on the Harry's face gel. I mean, shaving gel.
Oh, the shaving gel is the best.
And I also have to order some extra razors from Harry's because it's time. Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. It's simple. A return to the essential quality and durability at a fair price. $2 a blade. Harry's is also super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription, and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, backed by a full refund. I never start my day without my Harry's. Never. So be like me and join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to Harry's.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set. It is a life changer. I have never looked back when I got my Harry's trial set. Here's what you get at Harry's.com/TMOS. You get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip. You get the 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade. It is the best blade you will ever use. Rich lathering shave gel with aloe for skin hydration. A travel blade cover to keep your razor dry on the go. So do all that and get your trial set. You'll love it. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. You gonna love
I noticed it. At my 30th high school reunion that everyone in my class now shaves their head, even the women. So if you are a head shaver like I am, Harry's
they're
is,
all bald?
Everyone's bald now. But it's the best thing to do. Harry's, really? Harry's is the greatest for shaving your head.
Am I an anomaly?
That you have hair?
That I have hair? Because a lot of people in my class
older men. Technically, at least in the D.C. area, I don't know if it's the stress, they don't have hair. Really? My dad's bald.
I think
bald.
It's the water.
It might be. I think it's the stress. I think. It's
I mean,
the,
I'm thinning. Don't get me wrong.
I think it's the fight.
Who wants fat hair?
As Mike would say, the granite countertop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, with fat and overweight and, you know, a what would be on the national average, a, you know, a grower, not a shower. I'm very happy that at least I have hair. But let me, at least something to...
Yeah, you've got that.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather be fit and bald or fit and have hair?
Oh, that's a tough question. I would rather have hair because I can get fit if I really use the willpower to do it, whether I ever will.
Hold on, is it
instant? I can lose weight, Oscar, and I would rather, but I'd rather have my hair.
But you could also
There's
buy
nothing,
a realistic toupee.
You can't go to the gym. No, I've seen, oh God, did I see some bad ones. Where did I see the bad toupees? It was somewhere where I was in a group of people. It was not the airport, and I'll get to the airport in a sec. Good. You know what? I would rather have the hair.
I'd rather be fit.
I think I'd rather have the hair.
And I'd rather have the hair because I'm also a 9 handicap now. I've gotten my handicap down to a single digit handicap, which I never dreamed with all of my surgeries.
What does that mean again for non-golfers?
That means that for non-golfers, the
you get
handicap
to park in
system,
the special parking place, right?
Okay, stop it. Stop it, Mr. Hate Sports.
You almost had
Thank
it.
You.
I know.
Special.
I know.
It's not special.
Special. Sorry.
I know. Handicap is how, Rob could probably explain it too. It's how you measure yourself against other golfers. And the average golfer in America, most of them cannot break 100. And so that is it. It is
Isn't
what
a handicap-
your average score is over par. So, for example, par is 72.
Okay.
And so being an 8 or 9 handicap, that means that I shoot anywhere from a 82 to 84.
Which is damn good.
Is it straight or is it, I thought it was a percentage of your average score.
It is a percentage of a rolling average of your top 20 score.
What is Tiger Woods?
Not your top 20. Your 20 last.
And so when
scores.
They say you're a scratch golfer, that means you're at zero.
That means
right?
you're par.
Right.
You shoot par more than you shoot anything else.
What's Tiger Woods?
They're all scratch or better. They're all below scratch. They're all below.
But do you ever say, I'm below scratch? Is that the verb?
No, because most amateurs never get there. So you've got guys that our guys that are great are twos and threes.
If you shoot below par, you're a professional golfer.
That is probably the way it works. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And that's why you see scores in the 60s. Yeah. That these guys shoot 68, 69, 65.
Lee Elder, Lee Trevino, all these great golfers. Greg Stadler.
I thought a scratch golfer, and this is, I'm such an idiot.
Yes.
Thank you.
No argument here.
You noticed there was a big silence there.
Like a
where
vacuum.
Rob and I were just nodding.
It was like someone opened a plane door.
I thought a scratch golfer was a golfer who scratched their clubs because they were so bad at golfing.
No, scratch means you're good. And I'm not sure why they call it scratch. You could probably somebody look it up. Pony, look it up why they call it a scratch golfer.
And didn't
why
you
is
use
the term
that?
What does the term scratch golfer
what was,
mean?
What
and that was your name you were going to use when WJFK won all sports, wasn't it?
Scratch golfer.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what about Judge Smales?
Oh, it's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. Man who's worthwhile. A man who can smile, when his shorts are too tight in the seat. Is it pants?
Shorts, I think it is.
When his shorts are too tight in the seat.
And he also goes up to Chevy Chase when Chevy Chase says, I don't keep score. Well, how do you measure yourself against other golfers?
Yeah. I christen thee the Flying Wasp. Anywho. No, so, I mean, the answer to your hair question is, you know, I'd rather have my hair. By the way,
You broke my hair.
My hat. Look at my hand. Pony, do we have the answer yet?
Almost. I'm seeing a bunch of, like, Wikipedia-like answers where people are just giving their...
I'll do it.
All right, almost. I'll do it.
You know, Oscar, also, Old Scratch is a nickname for Satan.
Really?
Yeah. If you wanted to go down some of the nicknames for Satan, Old Scratch is one of them. Beelzebub, of course.
How do you know? Were you Wiccan at one point?
Well, I spent a lot of time on the dark web.
According to the USGA, a scratch golfer is defined as a player who can play to a course handicap of zero on any and all rated golf courses. A male scratch golfer, for rating purposes, can hit tee shots an average of 250 yards and can reach a 470-yard hole in two shots at sea level. All right?
Damn.
And by the way, and then there's a further article on it, Pony, called Among the Many Terms Thrown Around the Golf Lexicon is Scratch Golfer. And while many veterans with longtime golfers are aware of this term's definition, those new to the sport and even some of those who aren't may have trouble understanding the term. Fortunately, the explanation is simple. Then they give the same thing, Scratch Golfer, that 250-yard drive, reach a 470-yard hole in two shots at sea level. A female scratch golfer, for rating purpose, can hit tee shots an average of 210 yards and can reach a 400-yard hole in two shots at sea level.
That needs to be updated. Me too, baby.
Yeah, thank you. I got it in two shots.
Rob,
there it is.
You're not helping the cause.
I was talking about the guys.
I'm sure.
I played with scratch. They're, it's a different world. It is a complete different world.
Are scratches dicks?
Good golfers are, I would describe them as not intense, but not the happy, happy, joy, joy guys. They're just focused. You have to focus.
They're there to win.
Yeah, you have to focus on every game. If you're going there and you go, hey, Phil, nice hat, which I do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not going to, you don't have it. So the guys are quiet. They're usually pretty quiet when they're playing. They can be perfectly nice before and after, but usually it's pretty chill.
When you deal,
although one of our really low handicap guys had a speaker and was listening to, you know, rocking out.
It's like Chubbs and Happy Gilmore says, be the ball, be the ball.
Be the ball, be the ball. Be the ball. Be the ball. Focus
well,
is the key.
Mixing movies, but
One of the things.
Be the ball was Chevy Chase.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
What did Tin Cup say?
Well, Tin Cup's yet another movie.
Oh. What was that? What was famous from Tin Cup?
Like Tin Cup was famous when he went for the green in two and it went in the water and it went in the water.
It was like 24.
And it went in the water.
No, 12.
He just kept going.
Everyone will remember you're 12. No one's going to remember who won. That was it.
Yeah, that was play it safe. He didn't play it safe.
Question, because I come from a family.
Tough guy, as Bill O'Reilly would say. Tough guy.
I come from a family of golfers, and I'm curious, do you find the people that are that focused on being a scratch golfer, like I guess your pros and stuff
they're
like
not,
that?
I don't play with any scratches.
But I mean, if you play with people that are threes and fours, do they have less joy in the game? Do they see it more of a task? Because
No, here it is. Thank you for allowing me to talk about one of
it fascinates
great
me.
Passions
I love,
on
I love,
the day before
I
w-
love
the
to
Thanksgiving
watch
holiday. I have to tell you that you probably would have no argument from the people that play the game that it is the greatest game in the world to play.
Right.
Because it's just that elusive. You never solve it. The pros never solve it. You never achieve perfection. Mm. It is always elusive. You always tweak. I think it's a little masochistic. I think there's a common thread that you would go out with a group of people and observe them, and it's not like, hey, the sun's shining, blue sky. You have pleasant exchanges, but by and large, you get a lot of, damn it. Yeah. Oh, God. It's that, and that fits my personality so perfectly. It's just I love the fact that you can never perfect it. I love the game, and I love watching people that are great at the game, too. That's fun,
Would you be considered, or let's say there was a genie we could rub, and all of a sudden you're in, like, the senior pro-am, right, at 60?
Yeah.
At 60.
Yeah.
You would get there. Would you be considered a player with PEDs because you have two titanium hips?
No.
No.
I'm sure there are, to the best of my knowledge, there are guys that do that. That does not affect.
Did you know
that's not going to affect the ability?
Jack Nicklaus has a glass eye.
He does?
No, he doesn't. Oh. I just made that up.
I would have walked around cocktail parties like that glass eye really didn't do him that much.
Lee Trevino is on his eighth heart transplant. No, it's everything's relative, but it's fun.
But you're now
and
a scratch golfer.
No, I'm not even. I will
you're
never
nine,
be a scratch
right?
golfer.
You're an eight or nine.
I'm a nine. I'm a nine handicap golfer.
Nine.
I'm what's known as a single digit, and that is a line
good,
of demarcation
though.
Between guys that are a double digit and guys that are single
now,
digit. It is nice to be a single digit.
What has improved in your game that has brought you down to single digit?
The Short Game.
Okay. That's nice. Yeah, that's good.
Short Game. Yeah.
You got to thank Michael for that. You know? You got to putt a lot.
No, I think, I think being healthy for a year and being able to play.
Because he was short.
Putt-putt.
And having a life that I can, you know, do both things that I love. And I think the guys usually that get to that level have jobs or are retired that allow them to play and play and play and play. Ooh. And living near a golf course helps the equation as well. I can practice.
Isn't there an aphorism like hit for show and putt for money or something?
Drive for show, putt for dough.
Ah, that's right.
I thought it was the motion of the ocean.
No, no, no. It's easy to grin.
If this van is rocking, don't bother knocking.
Don't bother.
We're goofy. In a sin bin.
We're a little goofy.
Hey, man.
I am trying, during this entire discussion, this started about hair, and I am just trying to remember where I saw the man with a ferret on
his
head.
While you recall that, I have a request for Facebook Nation.
Yes.
I understand there are people that are still watching This Is Us. And that apparently one of the plot lines this year is that Toby is losing weight and it's making Kate upset because she's not. Stop with the Toby memes on my wall. I get it.
He looks just like you.
I know. Oh. I don't like it, but my fat's real. I don't
He wears a prosthetic.
Well, now apparently omentum. Apparently this year one of the plot lines is that
that's the name of the show today. Prosthetic omentum.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask.
Perfect for the holidays. Let me ask isn't it?
But he did a shirtless scene this year because now they've slimmed him down. He's been doing CrossFit or something.
Okay, let me ask you this. Why does it hurt you?
Industrial Light and Magic.
Why does it hurt you to see him on your wall?
Because I don't I don't care for his character.
Because people
but he looks
think he's
just like you.
Well, it's like it's a bad break for both of us then.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like it.
It's a big tub of goo, and he hates the show now. Speaking of television, we have to take a break. Yes. When we come back, I have a new TV recommendation, and Oscar has a bone to pick with the TMOS TV appreciation.
I do. Yeah. I do.
You guys better watch it.
It's the day before Thanksgiving, which is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year. Come on, Oscar, participate.
It's fake news.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on the mic.
Oh, there's a storm. Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia. You know
Dahlia.
How everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals?
No.
I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. That's wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You will get a perfect fit guaranteed. Thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online, and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds plus. More sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes, and you can try it on at home. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. They actually mold to your shape. Also, straps that don't slip and tagless labels with no itching. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it to Third Love, and they will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love supports charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. So far, Third Love has donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves her bra. You're going to love your Third Love bra. Everybody's going to love it when you try it. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. You gonna love it. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. And who knew the bra company Third Love would be sticking with the old Mike O'Mara show.
We love that.
Thank you very much.
As we saw this just this past week, your wife was kind enough to show Pony Boy what a woman's back looks like.
That's right.
Showing us her bra. So thank you so much.
Well, he's seen a lot of backs, but they're normally clothed and walking away.
Or porcelain.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a whirling dervish as we...
It's exciting, Mike. When daylight saving time comes, Pony turns all of his figurines 180 degrees, and he can see their backs. And then when summertime comes, the fronts face out.
Meow. All right, television, real quick, television recommendation. Kind of getting into the Dublin murders.
Dublin murders?
Stars, on Stars, the Stars Network. A crime show, serial killer show, just a little set in Ireland, and a very interesting storyline, and kind of got caught up with it last night.
Is it a miniseries or a five?
I think it's probably a miniseries, okay. I think, but you never know.
Any names in it?
No. This is the only guy that you would recognize with hair is the bald guy from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That guy is the chief inspector. He's the boss. Mm. He's the boss of all the detectives.
How Irish is it? Good. Do you need subtitles?
No, I don't. I've got the headphones on and I don't need any help with the Irish dialect.
I want to tell you, it's wild.
Strikes me as an Irish show featuring a lot of British actors. I believe it's doing. And it's pretty popular on cable right now. A lot of people are
a reason to have stars, which is normally a...
Stars
is a quick skip for me normally. Not a lot of good stuff on stars.
It's pretty good stuff.
Question as far as... Is it murder mystery? Is it detective?
Murder!
Do you recognize any of the... I guess the location since you've been there?
No. It's Dublin and it's that part of the country. Yeah, it's an urban area.
Herndon. But they dress it to look like Dublin.
So it seems like a million years ago you came in here and we're talking about...
It was Monday, actually. I'm happy we get to talk about it.
The Mike O'Mara Show fan club has a lot of subsets with wine and beer. And they're called appreciation societies.
Yeah, yes.
And, one of my all-time favorites, I'm told, by Schmeiko Schmera, is the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society.
That's invite only.
Run by Horny Bob Spiewak.
Hiya, Pop.
Horny Bob Spiewak pictures with all the women that were at our live show. Imagine this microphone. Okay. Is there
reenactment? Head, yeah.
And this is Horny Bob Spiewak. All right, so this will be...
Who, me?
He is somehow regarded as the sweetest guy.
I don't know what's going through that perv mind of his.
I think you do.
My wife's at the bar.
Yeah. Yes, my wife is spending the evening with a gentleman named Tito of Extra Lime. And you know what? Real quick, just aside.
Here's a picture with the sweetest man I know. I want to see you.
Thank you to everyone in the fan club.
He looks sweet, yet innocent, yet devious.
Yeah,
he's sweet. He's a sweet, wonderful man. Yeah. He's a very kind man. Yeah. But I know, deep down, what drives the man? Like every day, there's never been a day that's gone
prolific.
By. Where,
I thought he hired an overseas Filipino worker to put up those pinups because I was like, there's no way he'll do it today. No way.
I have to thank everyone in the fan club and everyone who came out to the show that was so kind to my uncle Bruce.
Bruce,
because people need to know that 54 weeks ago, before he came to the Vegas show last year. He was aware of what I did, but was not aware of the scope or what the show was.
So he's a return customer.
Oh, my God. He never misses an episode now. And the fact that the listeners are greeting him is such a big deal. And I really appreciate it because he's my godfather.
He might like next year.
No.
Really?
Oh, a true mobber.
Right, Rob?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You too?
You got one too?
You got one too? I'm in the mood for love simply because I've got one.
I think this is the show we put on a reel-to-reel tape and shop to radio stations. This is the episode.
Happy Wednesday before Thanksgiving, everybody.
So, it's the TMOS Television Movie and Podcast Group, for those of you out there. And I will get, I would say, notifications once in a while, and most of them, I don't know enough about to even try to take a dalliance.
So you're not an admin or anything. You're just a part of the group.
I'm a part of the group. Okay. And I appreciate them working and putting some suggestions together. Now, I'll say that when they're talking about America's Funniest Home Videos with Bob Saget, I don't care about that. I grew up watching that show. Or if they're letting us know that it's on Hulu now. That's fine.
You mean
not really
classic?
For me. That's fine. Some classics.
Like classic AFV?
There's a new show that's not so new.
If you're doing that, really, just go into your Just go into your garage.
Start the car, shut the door.
There is a show in its first season. It's on ABC, and I was shocked it was on ABC. It's called
Why did he take his life? Bob Saget.
It's called Stumptown. And Stumptown.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, no. It's not a Dennis Murphy vehicle.
I thought it was a buddy cop movie with Dennis Murphy and Jimmy Cerito.
We're not going to arrest you this time. It'll be okay.
They get all the crooks because Stumpy gets in a disguise with a barnet.
Oh, no. Because Dennis goes undercover.
Yes, as a shark victim.
Right. Okay. So what is Stumptown?
I'm back, Oscar.
Stumptown, I'm sorry. I never even thought about that. You said it.
There it is.
That's okay. Stump. And for those of you at home, think we have our hearts full of hate. He's a friend.
He is a loved one.
No,
he knows. I mean,
he knows what's going on.
He's one of the last people I saw in Vegas.
Does the name Kobe Smulders mean anything to you?
Yeah, pretty lady, pretty actress.
Yes.
Yeah, blonde, right?
Nah, brunette. Where's
she? I think she has been blonde.
Where's she famous from? You think? How I Met Your Mother.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Don't look at another Bob Saget show.
Okay.
You are a one-trick pony.
Let me tell you.
Is the Kobe spelled like Kobe Bryant?
No, it's with a C. C-O-B-I.
You bet it is.
Smulders. Which I don't know if it's a real name, because Smulders.
Like a smoldering good looks?
For a hot woman.
Is that S-M-O or S-M-U?
S-M-U-L-D-E-R-S.
She could spell it C-O-L-B-Y like the cheese.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Oh, she's very pop. I've seen that before.
So the show comes on, and I said, I looked.
She's on Stumptown?
So Shannon, she is the main character on Stumptown.
Okay.
And I said, Shannon and I were just trying to rest on Saturday with the pills the doctor gave us as we're laying there on the bed. She goes, oh, I don't want to watch Dollface, which, by the way, is another great show for you out there. I'll get to that in 2 seconds. But I said, the TMS Appreciation Society says Stumptown is something we should check out. And she says, are they a credible society?
Why would she? That would be the question.
Well, I'd ask the same question, Shannon. I'd ask the same question. If they give me good recommendations, that's how you base it.
But the way she phrased it, it's like they're going to have a certificate from Montgomery County hanging up. It's
no. I completely get it. I get it. She wants to know if they're valid.
Yes.
All right. You know what? We have to take a break.
Okay.
We have to take a break. When we come back, let's wrap this up.
Yes.
And we'll find out exactly what Stumptown is all about. And I want to hear that. What's that other one that
Doll
you were talking about?
Dollface.
That's what I'm curious about. We'll take a break. Come right back with Oscar and the TV Society with tremendous credibility right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Mara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example, give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king. Misguided. Very sad.
Welcome back to the
Mike O'Mara
Show.
One of his best words, Mike, is tall.
Crunchy. Sleep Number beds. We love them. Sleep Number knows that sleep impacts your creativity, mood, patience, willpower, and physical and mental health. Did you know a few hours before you go to bed, your brain produces a hormone called melatonin, which tells your body it's time to get sleepy? However, smart devices produce blue light, which wake up the body and stop melatonin production. Diabolical trickery.
Diabolical.
Avoid your screens in the evening and you'll be better prepared to fall asleep. Hard to do for people, but if you're really having trouble with sleep, you might want to think about it an hour or so before sleep. Maybe put a book in front of your mug instead of the screens. Screen time. Listen, remember, the optimum sleep environment is 65 degrees with 65% humidity. That's when bodies remain thermally neutral, meaning they don't have to do anything to create or shed heat. And better yet, Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. And it's fantastic. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. We love it. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. I promise you're going to love it. I love mine. And when you do, go to see them. Tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. We appreciate that. We're talking to Oscar about the TMOS
Stumptown.
TV Appreciation Society and Stumptown.
An accredited university.
Exactly.
Yes. So,
an accredited two-year program.
We jump into Stumptown and...
Start at the very beginning?
Yes. It's based on a graphic novel about a detective.
Comic book.
It's
comic book.
There's nothing comic book about this movie. There's no superpowers. She's a military...
It's a movie?
No, I'm sorry. The show. It's shot TV like a movie, show. Which is pretty cool. I like that. It's an ex-vet, like a military vet that was a military investigator that comes back, and now she's trying to make her way through her PTSD, right?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
PTSD. Kobe Smothers is the vet coming back?
She's the vet. Right. And she's finding her way through life, and she has fallen into what was a skill set that she thought was just served her well in the military as a private investigator or an investigator of sorts.
So where you leave it right now, it could be either a drama or a comedy. Does she get into a lot of wacky situations?
No, not okay, wacky.
So it's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy, but it's thoroughly entertaining. A lot of action, a lot of violence.
Okay.
And right. I enjoy that. So I'll give the TV Appreciation Society, I would say, a 9 out of 10. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We binged not one, but four episodes. That.
Would it be good?
You love that.
Good off painkillers?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Yes. That's high praise.
Yes. And my wife
liked
it as well.
So where's the conflict? Where's the conflict?
The conflict is, I was like, maybe that was one of one. No problem. Dollface comes on, because Dollface was also, a suggestion from him. I said, let's try something else.
I saw a promo for this one. I've seen a promo.
Dollface has Kat Dennings. That's K-A-T and Dennings.
Right.
You've seen her in Two Broke Girls. She's the brunette out of the leads. I'm sure you've seen in the past. Dollface is not for men. Dollface is for women. So there should be a caveat that says, this is for her, not for him.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why. The premise is a girl gets out of a long relationship. She's been obsessed with her boyfriend. And, you know, everyone's had friends that like either fall completely into the world of their girlfriend or boyfriend. They break up because she gets dumped. And then she goes back to her old friends and they have grown up. They have new lives. And they're like, hey, who are you? So the entire series takes you through the trials and tribulations of a woman assimilating herself back into this world of female friendship.
I see.
It's not for me.
Not for me. No, because it's nothing. It's like, okay, she broke up. She wants to rekindle a relationship with her. It's nothing. You're telling me that she was with a boy and now she's going to get back to her friends? That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
She's just going to meet more girlfriends. That's all. That's the show. That's the show you're talking about.
Saving grace for all the man-hating that's in this movie. In this show, is Shay Mitchell. Mike, please look this lady up. Shay Mitchell.
Damn it, you're making me come over
with my
red
computer.
I'm so sorry
with your computer. Apologize.
There we go.
Shay Mitchell.
What's your name again? Shay Mitchell.
S-H-A-Y-M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Shay Mitchell. Write that down. HBS.
Sounds like a French restaurant.
You're going to love it. Shay Mitchell.
Hello, Shay. Shay looks like a younger Leah Remini. It looks like a combination of Leah Remini when she was a lot younger and Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Actually. And then Brenda.
And a very pretty touch of Kim Kardashian.
Then Brenda Song.
Yep, little Kardashian there. Yep.
Type in Brenda Song. B-R-E-N-D-A-S-O-N-G.
This is my Brenda Song.
I'm having trouble leaving Shay, but Brenda Song.
So if these two ladies at any point for a Netflix series that has a mature rating on the side said they will go TOPLESS at any point.
Wow.
I think we could have gotten into these shows.
Wow, yeah. Oh,
but
you can watch it with the volume
man-hating
on.
I literally got up and I said, there's some college football on. I think that the USC Trojans are playing. I don't even care
there
for them.
Go.
I'm going there downstairs. You enjoy Dollface. It's funny at times. For you men out there listening, for you ladies, something good for you and all the hens during Thanksgiving break. For
so
you,
the equation hens. Is the yes. eye candy does not supersede the man hating.
Which I thought was going to be part of the equation.
What if you
and
muted
by the
it?
Way, is eye candy a dated term?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No, I can still use eye candy.
As a matter of fact, you can buy some at the Apple store.
Yes. Pony, you're going to have to bleep this, but is an outdated term.
You punster, you. What?
Nothing.
All right. Anyway, so if you're keeping
that's really
track.
Outdated. Oh, yes.
I think that's a nice
Who
word.
Who says that?
I might say.
Gross.
It.
So, yuck. So what's the one you're, there are two of them. What was the one
Doll
you recommended?
Dollface is for the hens. Stumptown is for the family.
Stumptown for
the entire
everybody?
Family?
Not kids.
Not kids. So not the family.
Not the family.
And, and Dublin Murders, if you like. Murder.
Murder!
Murder!
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And, you know, enjoy your viewing. And Rob Spiewak, you didn't even get to talk about it. Will you be up early watching the parade tomorrow?
Yes, and I will be live following it on Facebook, so tune in.
What are you going to do when the balloons are canceled?
You know, that's the thing. The balloons are likely going to be canceled due to wind, but I know in the past when this has happened, they just cycle in stock footage. So
is
if any
wind
of the-
coming in, is the wind coming in this afternoon?
No, it's
no.
It's a game time.
It's going to be they have a certain number. I think it's 28 miles an hour. Is
look
where
at you
something like that?
Man,
so they have to make a game time decision.
Oh my God, Papa Smurf is flying over the Hudson River. Help me!
The Pink Panther was spotted in Iceland.
Papa Smurf,
but,
help me!
They will just cycle in old balloon footage. Yeah. So if you see the parade and it's shot on 16 millimeter black and white film, you're not seeing it live.
Yeah, if you see that guy that played the old Santa in Miracle on 34th Street.
Edmund Gwenn.
They're cheating. We'll take a break and we'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Figurines.
You know, Pony Boy.
Woo!
We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action.
Craves action.
So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Time for a new promo is what I say. Welcome
classic.
Back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Yeah, classic. Welcome back to the show. Black Friday just hours away, but you don't need to battle the traffic or the crowds or the lousy customer service. I'd really like you to get involved with Zappos this weekend. Everybody's going to be doing a lot of online shopping, and we have a partnership with Zappos that really is important to us to show them what the Mike O'Meara Show can do. We'd like you to do the Zappos thang, if you know my
I got a belt from Zappos this week. I needed a belt. They got it to me in about 30 hours.
Mm.
I love it, except that I'm right between which hole I need to use, so I really need to eat a lot this weekend, so it'll fit.
That's the advice I would have for you. And anyone that saw you in Vegas would say the same thing.
Exactly.
As you celebrate the holidays, Zappos is celebrating
Camera adds
20
80
years.
Pounds, Mike.
20 years of awesome. 20 years of the absolute best customer service. We love Zappos. This is the weekend, folks, that we'd like you to do it.
Yes.
I think you can really turn the corner, and I'm going to get a report from Oscar next week on how we did for our friends at Zappos. And, you know, with all the kindness they have shown us, we'd like our listeners to show them some kindness and do some shopping at Zappos, whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere. Basically, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. By the way, this company's great with fast shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. You can't beat Zappos.com. Go to Zappos.com and do it through our website and make sure it happens for them, and that'll happen for us.
News!
Yes.
News!
News.
Boo! And now I have Cam! Remember Cam from Modern Family?
Ooh,
sure.
Yes.
Cam is getting into pro baseball.
What?
Not playing, of course.
Oh, no. I thought of him as a pitcher.
This is cool. I like this story. That's why I led with it.
But white.
Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family. He is part of the ownership group that are going to be taking over the Kansas City Royals.
Good for him.
So funny.
Good for him.
So cool.
Good for him.
That's a neat story.
Eric is thrilled because he's from Kansas City, but his stake in the team is probably pretty small. But we just think it's cool that he's going to be involved in the Kansas City Royals.
Your mega star coming in and having a piece of the pie. It's not like your Jay-Z's of the world.
No, but right. he's got
Derek Jeter going and owning a franchise. This is, I would say, a working actor that got a long run, a lucky break,
Now
he gets to fulfill what I think would be any grown man or sports fan's fantasy.
A realizing a dream. And also, I know that next season, the Royals uniforms are going to have cuffs on them that have a different color fabric.
The fancy cuffs like Cam had. I love that. Remember John Schnatter? Does anybody know who John Schnatter is?
I know Schneider.
No, Schnatter, S-C-H-N-A-T-T-E-R.
I got nothing.
This is a sad guy. He's sad.
Bad.
Papa John. He's Papa John Schnatter.
Oh, the pizza guy.
Yeah, remember he stepped down as
they pushed
CEO?
Him out.
They pushed him out, blaming his struggling sales on the national anthem protests. Big controversy about the racial content.
He was also, yes. I think, recorded dropping N-bombs.
Yeah.
I believe that may have happened. Even worse, as Oscar said, he was caught using the N-word in a conference call. Now, he says... That was taken out of context, and he was referencing someone else saying that. He has maintained that forever. In any event, in a new interview, he claims he has eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days. 40 pizzas in 30 days, and he implies that they were all Papa John's, and he didn't enjoy them. Here's the quote. I probably had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and they don't make the pizza the way I used to make it. It just doesn't taste as good. It's unclear why he kept eating the pizzas if they weren't good. Maybe he gets them for free.
Would he touch any franchise anywhere that would change anything ever?
I don't know.
Schnatter, he's nuts.
Schnatter does say he likes that they hired Shaq as their new pitchman, but he doesn't think they're using him in the best way. He also says, quote, a day of reckoning will come when he will be vindicated and people will realize his ouster was a setup. And I watched the interview. He's actually very adamant about that, but he still has that like fake black hair Papa John look.
And did he say, is it a fake of news?
Hey, come on now. Hey, you know.
This is someone that should just walk away.
Yeah,
he's got all more money than Jesus.
He does.
Stop it. Millie Bobby Brown will pay Sherlock Holmes' younger sister in Enola Holmes, and she'll make more than $7 million for
good
it.
For
and
her.
She is only 15. She turned 16 in February. Millie's base pay will be $6.1 million, and she gets another $800,000 if it performs well. Plus, she has a producer credit, which comes with a base salary of
$500,000. A producer credit at 15?
Yes, at 15.
He's earned it.
And she gets to travel via private jet. Oh, and if there's a sequel, her salary goes up to $7.5 million.
Get it while you can get it.
Meanwhile, Barb is at Comic-Con.
Poor Barb.
Because she bought a ticket.
She's the bottom of the pool.
I know.
Never forget that from Stranger Things.
Hot Barb.
There is a new term floating around. It's called WeGifting. WeGifting is when you buy someone a present that you also fully plan on using. For example, maybe you bought a new TV for the living room and claimed it was for your kids, but really you were the one who wanted it. 22% of people plan on giving at least one Wii gift this year.
Oh, I love this. I love this. I've never Wii gifted in my life. This is awesome.
You'll get good at it the longer you get married, like when I buy Carrie a coffee maker.
We use the most common person we Wii gift to is our partner or spouse. Sure. Kids are next, followed by our mom, our siblings, and our friends. 55% of people in the survey said they've been the recipient of a Wii gift, and 35% say they've received something that the gift giver seemed to use and enjoy more than they did.
Yeah.
Anyway, the survey also found many of us consider ourselves to be excellent gift givers. Yeah,
I had
they give away the best gift.
I had an old boss, and I won't say where, when, or how, but when he would buy a new car for his wife, it would always be a car that he wanted.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm naked about my. I got my car, and I said that's my car.
Yeah. But if you ever see a guy that's driving his wife's car a lot, that's really his car.
Right.
They want to take it out to get the oil changed, honey.
And down here in West South Florida, I really don't think there are that many 68-year-old women that like Betts. I really just don't think that they like Corvettes. But you see them, and they all have the same expression. It's kind of like,
whatever.
He was taking something home in the SUV from Home Depot. All right, here we go. Traditional day before Thanksgiving story about the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner. Here it is. The Old Homestead Steakhouse in New York City. Serving the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night. $181,000.
Hey.
You'd like to know what you get for the price?
Please.
Two gold-painted, gold-dusted, and gold-flaked free-range turkeys. A $1,200-a-pound Spanish bacon slab on top of candied sweet potatoes. $300-a-pound white cheddar cheese from the UK. Gravy infused with a $3,650 bottle of Louis XIII cognac. Ooh. Cranberry sauce featuring $250 per dozen Japanese strawberries, a seafood stuffing made with lobster, and $1,600 per ounce caviar, asparagus seasoned with $91 per ounce Korean salt, potatoes made with $850 a pound European cheese, $150 an ounce French butter, and $1,000 per ounce truffles. Lots of expensive wines and champagnes, and a $50,000 7-day yacht cruise afterwards, plus a $20,000 Black Friday shopping spree and 4 tickets to the Super Bowl.
That's terrific.
I really
And you know what's great?
Chokes at that dinner.
What's great is when you get on that yacht, you can your brains out.
That'll be completely free.
That's no charge.
And now a little something something. There's a 27-year-old guy named Jason Savage from Middlesex County, New Jersey, and he worked at an HR company called Trinet. And earlier this year, he found a hidden camera on a urinal in the bathroom. Now, his boss is a guy named David Swerdloff, and he heard Jason talking about it. So this is what Swerdloff did. He runs into the bathroom, grabs the device, and he heads straight to his car so he could take the camera to the cops.
Right.
Ooh. That's what he
said. That's what you do.
A few minutes later, David Swerdloff calls his employees to tell them he, quote, accidentally smashed the camera and, quote, he was in a state of panic when he threw it off an overpass.
What?
Oh, no.
What's going on? Swerdloff was fired after an HR investigation of the urinal cam. And since then, Jason, the guy that discovered it, says that Trinet has been trying to dig up dirt on him to punish him, too. Interesting.
Huh.
So he just sued Trinet. He wants a jury to decide on the damages. But after all that's gone on, Trinet will be changing the company name to Penis. That's it. That's what I was looking forward to all day. I can't
help myself.
That's it. Yeah.
Worth the ride in.
The password is Penis.
Trinet is now Penis.
Penis.
The human resources company for a new generation.
Look for them on the New York Stock Exchange. PNS.
PNS. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right here with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show on our Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears.
Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners on KCJJ in Iowa City, Woo! Iowa. For all you Iowans, go Hawks and have a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Smooches.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Less than 24 hours till the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Are you psyched? Tune in for big, majestic floats, massive balloons, and Chrissy Metz. Is she going to be in it?
Well, they oftentimes have NBC stars. I always love to see her.
You just wanted to say her name, though.
I'd like to have you say her name.
Chrissy Metz.
Metz.
Fun. remember the time in the early 80s when Willard Scott went nuts and killed a page? Ah, there's nothing like live TV. Except for pre-recorded audio, sensational audio, like the TMOS bonus show.
Right.
It's a commercial-free, no-holes-barred sixth episode of TMOS and features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, Hoda Kotb, great ass. I'm sorry, I mean Pony, also great ass. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport. There's a spider on my ceiling.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Kill
it's
it.
Your passport to the
Asport.
There really wasn't a spider on my ceiling.
You tricked me.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Quaaludes. You may know them by one of their nicknames like Ludes, Soapers, or Mandrakes. But make no mistake, methylquaalone has been used as a sedative and to treat insomnia since 1962. It was also great for freebasing and was a common recreational drug in discotheques and nightclubs, which is probably why it was discontinued in 1985. Sorry, DJs. Quaaludes. Remember, if it doesn't say 714, you're getting ripped off, Clyde. This is Johnny Gilbert speaking. Thank you. Yeah. Bigot AU. Bigot AU in 1981. Ludes? Yeah.
Little before my time.
Yeah, I remember definitely a co-ed like coming into Fort Myers for an AU basketball game, and it was like my body.
Oh, yeah. God.
It I was, thought Ludes made you sleepy.
Well, she was sleepy.
Okay.
Let's open up the audio vault and get Rob Spiewagger here. Come on in, Rob.
Mike's new catchphrase, she was sleepy.
She was sleepy. Whoa.
One of the great holiday traditions of all time is the president pardoning the presidential turkey.
Yes.
And yesterday, President Trump, there was two turkeys. I guess there's like a backup turkey.
There were two turkeys.
There were two turkeys. They're named Bread and Butter. And we will now hear the pardoning. And just, it's so great to see a great man doing great things.
Today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter, and his alternate Bread. Melania and I wish all Americans a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We love you all. Butter, let's talk to you for a second. Uh-oh, that looks like a dangerous bird. It just escaped. Butter, I wish you a lot of luck. I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
What troubles me is there's no difference in the way he delivers news of killing a terrorist leader than when he's pardoning a turkey on the yard.
What troubles me is it reminds him he can pardon things.
That's true. That's true.
That's what bugs me.
It devours the pardon.
Yeah.
Take this back and overcook it.
Imagine what it's going to be like if he gets voted out. You imagine what he's going to do in his last month.
Oh, craziness. No turkey will be guilty.
And why wouldn't he go Bread and Butter?
Because he's
butter,
an idiot.
Instead of like butter and then bread.
That's right.
You know, for a fat guy, I've been working on my Melania standing there saying nothing.
Oh, good.
Impression. All right, so hit me too. No, I'm sorry.
She did throw a no out when they had the Navy SEAL's dog at the White House.
And the dog that he didn't pet?
And then someone said, Melania, do you want to keep the dog for Barrett? No!
No! No!
He will not get dog. He will never get dog. He will grow up abnormal like father and other older son.
Meanwhile, she and her husband are putting trick-or-treat candy on top of costumes. So that's
that
good, too.
Right?
Speaking of Melania, just up the road in Baltimore, she was speaking to a group of Baltimore teenagers, and they just loved seeing her.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you the First Lady of the United States of America.
Oh, these kids. That's brutal.
That's a great time to be an American. Great time to be an American.
Just cheer for her people.
Okay.
Nope.
Please.
Nope. Don't tell those kids what to do, Oscar.
Mom, Dad, guess who I saw today?
No, it ain't like that.
No, I don't think it's like that.
No. Yeah,
sorry. That's a school. Got the wrong neighborhood to be with.
Hey, everyone can have an accent.
Not everyone's a Baltimore Billy.
Let's keep it simple. It makes the jokes easier.
Isn't he innocent sometimes? Isn't he innocent even with his jokes? You know, there you go.
I was trying to keep it. Now, I actually
come
did
on
something.
Now?
I do something that I don't rarely do. I already bought tickets for a movie on Friday.
You did?
I already did.
Wow.
The family and I are going to see. Have you seen the previews? They've been previewing it all year. Knives Out, the new, it looks like an Agatha Christie-styled murder mystery.
I have.
With
I
Daniel
have.
Craig. Now, here's something I read today.
I don't think you needed to buy tickets early for that one. I don't think it'll draw like Mr. Rogers or something.
I think you're going to be surprised because of the
really?
Star power.
All right, well, come in and let us know on Monday. I'd like to know what
can't
happened.
Wait to see it. But the thing is that they're bringing back a very obscure Frank Sinatra song that actually works as the music for the show. It was only released as a B-side. It was never an LP cut for Frank. It was the B-side of a non-charting song called Melody of Love. This song kicks ass. It's called I'm Gonna Live Till I Die.
Yeah. Love it already.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh.
Bongo.
Oh, it's so great.
I'm gonna take the town.
Oh, man. Rob, can you send it to me?
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna live until Cuban? I die.
It is, I would say, Cuban inspired. What a guy. But it's, I think, 1954. What a great time in his career.
Right before Castro took power.
Probably.
What a great song, Rob.
I was so pleased that they chose this. The last time this had any sort of action, remember the movie The Rat Pack that HBO did with Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
They used it in that. But you never hear this because
it's
not widely available.
I've heard it enough to know of it, and of course, I'm gonna dance. Yeah, maybe next year.
It'll
maybe
be
next year I take a stab at that one and write some new lyrics. To
I like that. You don't have to change the lyrics.
I'm gonna poop till I cry. That's what the name of the song. I'm gonna poop till I cry.
Till I cry.
So right. Anyway, I'm looking
that's
forward
Thursday
to that
evening,
and I look forward to hearing that in a big theater because that's always I thought been a very great record.
So you're going for the music?
No, I'm going for the movie. Okay. This is just added a value
added
teaser. Yes, we talked about two more tapes. We talked about the Cameo website where you can pay celebrities to do messages and shout outs and stuff. This is probably the best use of it I've seen yet. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
What do you think his rate is?
I would say $50.
$100. $100. Okay. And
I would do it for $100. I'd pay him. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. He delivers a lovely message between two, I guess, lovers?
This cameo was booked by Cheyenne, and she wants you to know a few things. And this is a little difficult for me to say because it's the first one of these I've done. But she wants you to know that you mean a lot to her. You mean the world to her. But she's having difficulty staying in this long-distance relationship. She still cares about you a lot. You never know what the future may hold. She wants you to be friends, and she knows that you're a fan of the band Sugar Ray, which I'm honored. I wish I was delivering you good news. Hopefully I can see you backstage, give you a high five someday, dude, and we can maybe laugh about this sometimes.
So he hired Mark McGrath to dump her boyfriend.
A breakup!
Fantastic!
I mean, that's that she obviously hates him because she's going to spend $100 for one of his
favorite guys,
heroes to break up with him.
I'm just on the Mark McGrath side of stuff. I'm saying to myself, really? You need the guilt that bad? Is that really?
You spend
what
a lot
it
of
is?
That fly money, Mike.
Mike, you should see the celebrities on there. You would be shocked.
Yeah, you would be shocked.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it. I would feel horrible about doing it.
By the way,
I really would.
Gilbert did our greeting for free.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I would do for money. I'd do like happy birthdays.
Oh, sure,
and,
sure.
And he
that's
wants
cameo,
proposals.
Though. That's cameo.
I would do the.
Do
I would do the. I would do the proposals.
You're saying you would
do
not do.
You
the
don't.
Brand.
Do
I don't
want to
do the negative. No, there's enough negativity when I get my fat ass out of bed in the morning. I don't want to sit there and go, hey. And by the way he handled it was a candy ass way.
Of course. Well,
too.
What do you expect from him?
You know, hey, there's a lot of positive to have. And I'm sorry, it's got to be. No, you're not. You're getting paid to do it, you scumbag. Now, if you're calling somebody, to say, by the way, let me say this. Karen wants to marry you, Zippy. So, you know, I'm all in on that one.
Right.
I'd love to be part of the joy. I don't want to be part of the the navigation.
By the way, no pain, joy.
Isn't there the outside shot that the dude like books a ticket out to L.A. You know, and knocks on the guy's door? You know, why did you hurt me? Why did you hurt me? You know, I mean that kind of stuff.
You
know,
you seem like a healthy relationship.
I think you could probably see the show and meet Mark McGrath for less money than it costs to get that cameo done.
Now we have
a big football weekend coming up, arguably one of the greatest football weekends
NFL.
Of the year. And I always like when our home team, the Washington Redskins, make the national media.
Okay. I always like when we do a four-hour show. Are you almost done?
This is the
chance?
Last tape.
All right, very good.
You pull them, you play them?
I'm just looking at the time.
Are we going long? Why are we going long?
We're going very long.
Oh, my, why are we doing this?
Everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. That's your Magic Audio Vault.
Oh, stop it. But you don't have any sense of... Look at the freaking time that I
listened,
look at.
I didn't know we were going to go on Mark McGrath for a minute and a half, and he wasn't
okay.
my closer.
Oh, all right, sorry.
What do you mean, sorry?
What, you pulled it, you play it, Buzz?
Make sure you get it all in.
That's right. And make sure you get here on time.
Never gonna do
hey,
it.
I'm dealing with a dog and a sick wife.
No one cares.
That's true.
All right. So anyway, like it when the Redskins make national media. Jimmy Kimmel.
The Redskins quarterback, Dwayne Haskins, got his first NFL win, but missed the final play of the game because he was taking a selfie with a fan. They had to put in the backup quarterback for the final snap. This is the guy's 22 years old. He heard it was time for the snap. He probably thought they meant Snapchat, and he went.
See, it's an organization well run from top to bottom. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a safe weekend, everybody.
That's wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe, everybody. Eat yourself. I hate it when people say, "Don't eat too much turkey." Stuff yourself.
Yes.
Stuff yourself to the point of discomfort. That's my message to you for the holiday.
I'll one up you. I'll say, stuff yourself, purge, and then eat some more.
Oh, that's gross.
Rob!
You win. You win. Michael, get him out of here. Thank you very much.
And please remember, everybody, don't get happy.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
For Oscar and Rob, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah, boy!